is Delta Romeo Zero Golf calling Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. Do you copy? Over.
Yeah, this is DNA 1 SN.
There is Delta Romeo Zero Golf calling again Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. Do you copy? Over. Delta Romeo Zero Golf, Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, your signal is a bit weak. In about 20 seconds, we can try again. Over.
Okay, your signal now is 5x8, over.
Very good morning to you, Mike. Very good morning, your signal is 5x9, and here's our first question.
To what extent do we on Earth profit from your experiments on the ISS? Over.
Yeah, good morning and glad to talk to you all. Mike is here and Yuri is nearby and Sandy is also aboard station. And what we do aboard the International Space Station, a lot of things are helpful to life below planet Earth. The way that we make our solar energy here, how we recycle our water, all these things will be useful to life on planet Earth. Over.
What are the aims of your present mission? Over.
Yeah, our present mission right now, we have 3 people aboard the International Space Station. When we're done with Expedition 18, we hope the space station will be certified for 6 people. With 6 people up here, we will be able to get a lot more science done and do our research properly. Over.
How much energy do you need daily and what kind of energy is it? Over.
We have huge solar arrays outside and the space station runs purely on solar power. So that we run about 50 kilowatts and our next shuttle mission we will get even more solar power. Over. That's a good question. So far aboard the ISS, since we are close to the Earth, we are protected by the Earth's magnetism, so we don't get so much radiation. But we're studying the effects of radiation on the body so that when we go to the Moon or Mars, we understand it and can protect. Over.
Have you had any problems with oncoming meteorites or space debris? Over.
Yeah, the problem with oncoming meteorites and space debris, we have a two-part plan. The big pieces that are coming to us, we can see them from the ground. We have the radars on the ground can protect us. So if we see something big coming, we move out of the way. The little things, we have armor on our space station, and that protects us. Over.
Which qualifications do you need to be on such a mission? Over.
Yes, on this mission, we have a professional astronauts from different countries. Yuri is from Russia. Me and Sandy are from United States. Soon there will be Koichi. He's from Japan. We all are professional astronauts, meaning we've gone through our training. We are in excellent health, and we've trained a long time for these missions. Myself, I trained 4 years to be up here. Over.
What were your feelings and emotions during liftoff? Over.
Liftoff is a very special time, especially the very first liftoff. You know, I wasn't nervous. I was very excited because it was my dream coming true. I was able to finally go into space, and it was so exciting. Over.
Do you lose the sense of time on the ISS? Over.
Even though when we go around the planet 16 times a day, we see 16 sunrises, 16 sunsets, we don't use that to keep our time. We have computers everywhere and our schedule is on the computer, and we're always looking at the time so that we can make sure we stay on our schedule. Very busy. Over.
How do you spend your free time on the ISS?
We can't bring up very many personal belongings. We can bring up just a few small things, but all the important things like our music and our pictures and our family and friends, we keep on a computer. I myself have over 40 electronic books on the computer. Over.
Have you got any room for your personal belongings? Over.
Yeah, we don't have very much room for our personal belongings, and we're also very busy sometimes. But when we do, we like to look out the window. Over.
What happens if you are ill? Over.
Yes, we have to be very healthy to even get up here. So most of us will not get ill. But if we do get ill, we have medicine aboard the space station. We also have access to doctors, and they can we can call them and they can tell us what to do. And on the very worst case, we can come back home on our rescue lifeboat, which is the Russian Soyuz, over.
What happens to the human body if you stay in space too long?
Yes, that's a very good question. We do not know the answer because we haven't stayed in space for too long, but we can see the general trends that we lose our muscles, we lose our bone mass. So every day we exercise for 2 hours. In fact, now we even have a new exercise machine, and we think that will help us be able to stay in space for a long time. Over.
How often do you see the sunrise on the ISS per day?
Over.
Yeah, we go around the Earth at 26,000 kilometers per hour. That is super fast. That is faster than the fastest Formula One car or faster than the fastest train. So we go around the Earth 16 times each 24-hour period. We see 16 sunrises, 16 sunsets. Over.
What happens in case of emergency, for example, if the ISS is on fire? Over.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time training for just such emergencies. For example, for fires, we have fire extinguishers. Our other things that we worry about, if we got a hole inside the space station and our atmosphere was leaking out, or if we get some kind of toxic gas from an experiment or from our cooling system, which has a lot of ammonia in it. So we practice these experiments.
Gravity, over.
Yeah, sleeping in space is so much fun because you're just floating. I put my sleeping bag on the wall of my sleeping quarters, and I just float there and sleep on air. It's very comfortable. Over.
How do you wash your hair?
That's probably one of the toughest things to do up here. We don't use very much water. We have special shampoos that don't need too much water, but it's very difficult to wash your hair and to let it dry over here. Over.
How many experiments do you do a day? Over.
Some days we do a lot of experiments. Some days we have to take another gear for the space station, like to build some new parts to it or something like that. But every week we look back and look how much science we accomplished, and it's quite amazing.
Have you and your colleagues become friends? Over.
You know, that's a very good question. My colleagues and I, my crew, we've trained together for a long time, so we know each other pretty well. But I can say very much that it's very only three outside the planet, and that's us, and we're very glad and happy to fly together. Over.
What would you say is your most important experience on the ISS? Over.
You might think this is funny, but I think my most important experience on the ISS is the chance to talk to the school children across the world, and it's very important to share this great experience flying in space. This is my dream since I was a child, and now I'm up here flying, living my dream. And I want to encourage everybody out there to follow your dreams and work hard for them. And you never know, it will come true. Over.
When do you think we then can be able to leave our solar system? Over.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult for mankind to do things together sometimes. Right now, we haven't even really left our planet. We free up on some years, 7 billion of you down there. So we want to go to the moon.
Thank you very much.
This is again Delta Romeo Zero Golf. Mike, we know you can hear us much better than we do. And many thanks for your time and making this contact possible. I give the microphone to this teacher who makes this thing possible for our school. Many, many thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much for answering to these questions. Please hear the applause.